Hallelujah. 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 Oh my God. Kapara. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hovering around, and the target this period is young people. Exodus chapter 12. Many years ago, in my church, a prophecy came. And they met a woman and told her, "We saw you, and there is a coffin, and that coffin is meant for you." So the woman prayed. The woman prayed, you know, that kind of prayer you used to pray. The woman prayed that type of prayer. And then they came to another meeting, and then saw the woman again. This time around, there is no more coffin. There is a grave. They told the woman, "Pray." And the woman was praying that type of prayer you were praying before. Next time, they still saw the woman. And they now saw grave now. The coffin is inside. And the woman is inside. They told the woman, "Pray." The woman was still praying the type of prayer you used to pray. Guess what happened? We went to bury her 6 months later. I was one of the pastors that went. if you are careless and die, we come and bury you. What I will bring to you is warning. There are many people passing through seasons. This thing is death. This thing is death and is looking for young people. And I need to know, tell you the purpose of that. It is not as if you are supposed to die. It is just that there is a judgment that is moving. Let me show you. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12. For I will what? When? And will both what? And against? It's only you that doesn't know that there are gods in Egypt. The fight, the war is against the gods of Egypt. Said, I will execute judgment. I am what? The Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, what will happen? And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. They just sent something and told you, take cover. You foolishly didn't take cover. Find a neighbor now. The two of you will take cover. Take cover. We just have 5 minutes. You go and find your brother. Go and find your brother. If your brother is here, find your brother, your roommate, find your village person, find the person. Find the person. He shall not die, but he shall live to testify about the goodness of God. If only you will pray, then the plague will pass over. Then death will pass over. It will neither find you nor find your family members. If only you will stand in the gap, stand. Someone stand in the gap. Stand for your family. None shall die.
you back in the name of Jesus. I call you back.
I loose the pangs of death over you. Come on, pray.
Satan has been hanging around in your family looking for who to collect. What Satan has been doing for long, you can damage it in one moment. If you people had allowed Satan in your family, we will go for at least 2 burials. Today is today. Yes. It's today. I just want to take one testimony of what God has done for somebody in these last 2 days. Just one. Get a mic for me. You noticed, you saw a mighty deliverance in your life. these past 2 days. Just one person. Let's. If the first person now raises his hand, and you now remember and raise your hand, then it's late. So I just want to take the first person now. Before that thing you are asking, see what I categorize as testimony. Testimony is not for me. It's not that. Let me see your phone. It's a big phone. Imagine if it's this one I'm seeing this side. Yes. So now you are using this type of phone, and then somebody bought a new phone for you. So you come and say, pray. You guys know this. And then everybody will start saying, they don't know the testimony. They will now join you in a hallelujah. If I hear that one, that's what they count as testimony in your church. Most young ladies that gave the testimony, they didn't ask them how it came up. Somebody went to Runs and came back and collected phone, and he's giving testimony. And pastor is saying, the oil in my high head is working. The oil in his head is working, not my own. Oil that makes people successful in prostitution, because it's professional prostitution. That is what Runs means. You know now. If you like, don't know. It's all over there to where I'm Port Harcourt. That's the headquarters in this area. Jesus. Even pastors, I noticed that. Sorry if you are to where, but that is the headquarters of immorality in Southeast. That's 100%. Some of the things we don't know is in this Southeast. Is there to where? Free. There are some things I don't want to say here. I heard that there is a particular hotel. It happens there. When you come there, you know what you are coming for. Don't worry. The way they open shop here is the way they open hotel there. The question is, what happens in hotels? Somebody has 200 rooms. Who will fill it? Is the activities that go on. I told you people of the vision I had when I entered there. Is the same thing. So all the pastors there, the average pastor there is trained to have the oil that makes people prosper in that. So the proof of your ministry moving forward in certain quarters is when people increase in vanity. When vanity increases in their life, then your oil is working. Stop doing your face like this. If they carry you there, you backslide. Because you won't expect such things happening. Your fellow pastors, you will finish tonguing, and they will now tell you, now we are finished praying. You are not with me. Let's add this. That's not where I'm going. A young lady went for Ross, and then after everything finished, I don't know how many times in the night, when the day was breaking, she woke the boyfriend up and said, let's pray, and she was praying in tongues. Stop saying, you don't know where we are. Many people will appear before Jesus and say, I did miracle. He said, I don't know you. I spoke in tongues, I don't know you. Just because you said one sinner's prayer, you will end up in hell if you are not careful. This thing I'm saying is rampant. Is it not true? You have not pastored at Owerri. That's why you are not pastored there and then come back. If you don't follow this pattern, hunger will kill you there. Many years ago, I was pastoring in a church down this road, one inside one hut. I don't know who used that store. I think they used it before the war. That house, it seems as if they built it before Nigerian Civil War. My brother, we have story where we not tell you. The thing is like, that's your grandfather's Ozobi. That's the my sister is laughing because she understands, she knows. Okay, you were there now. You were there. If you raise your hand, it will hit the ceiling. You were there now. If you go to our old messages like operations of demons, you will hear goats in the background. My brother. Somebody said I should remove it on Telegram. I said, I don't have anything to hide. When you follow people, listen to the ones they didn't say. Learn the ones that is not in the message. What you should learn about people is not what they are saying to go and say. Is to learn the process that made them. And the process is in the message. It's just that most of them is not said. You perceive it. Now we have sound. You see the one I'm using, Sanheza. Sanheza. Our speakers those days is up to 5. Oh. But we can't hear ourselves. Speaker is 5, but we can't hear. Pastor, you understand this thing? Those, they are speakers. They will just feel it inside the church. Like one man we told to come and bring equipments for us. He packed 6 years. But he was only 3 walking. I just said, let me put here. There was no sound coming out. They put wire here at the back. Anyway. Even though I was there, it did not affect my mindset. It didn't take time. It became obvious that that place cannot contain what is inside of us. Is what is inside. Your mind is your asset. That's not where I'm going. I just want to say something before we move on to the next level. If you carry a Nigerian, you see, Nigeria is not good, Abi. Okay, America is good, right? Or pack everybody in your village. Who is from Aba here? Aba. You are from Aba. You have lived in Aba. Aba. Where is justice? Aba now. So we, Aba, right? We pack all of you like this. And then take you to America. Carry the people in America. Bring them here. Guess what will happen after 5 years? Guess what will happen after 5 years? Here we turn out to America. And there we turn out to Abba. That is when you will find out that is out of our hearts. That's where the issues of life come out from. You are not better than what is already inside of you. So no matter where they carry you and hide, as long as your mind is renewed, it's only a matter of time. Some of those messages people listen to, they didn't know where we preached it on. They thought we went to one big program. Some people see me now stand in front of thousands. They didn't know that some of the message that made them invite me to preach before thousands, that we are not up to 5. And I was shouting at the top of my voice. Sometimes I will preach to 5 people. I will use 3 days and prepare. And I know it's not as if I'm expecting 50 people. I know it's 5 people. Because for me, as long as one soul is important to God, it's important to me. And it's because we succeeded with one soul. That's why we have some now. That's why we call for sonship conference. This publicity we are doing, you know, we are taking it easy. If it's before, we would have filled everywhere with our banners and everywhere. The second sonship conference we did, we went to radio. We went to radio, announced it, and they were announcing the whole stuff. But we need to, because if we, I'm not sure this area will contain, the way I'm looking at it, even 24 hours, the way I'm looking at it, I don't know. Is a spirit. How can you tell people? You know how we pray. Look at the way you are feeling now. You feel like somebody that you have done farm work now. That's how you are feeling now. But you will still come tomorrow. Why? If you like, don't come. Now, me, I don't beg people. The way I behave, if it's not Jesus, you won't come. There are many people here. Like Doris, I know she won't come if it's not Jesus. The first day I saw her, I pitied the young lady. I said, Jesus, I know that these sort of people are not supposed to be praying with us. She can. Only for me to see her tomorrow. See her next tomorrow. See her next week. After 3 weeks. I was watching with one of my eyes like this, and she was groaning one side. If a spirit is involved. Do you know why I don't look at people say, they used to warn me, they say, ladies should not come to my meeting. No. They warned my assistant prayer secretary, those days I was doing youth service. They told her, you are turning to a man. Meanwhile, that nobody will marry you. Meanwhile, she had more suitors than the people. You are not with me. She had more suitors. She was busy choosing. The people that say you are, some of them are not married up to today. There is one that used to use smoke to disturb her while she's praying. Let me stop. Hey, Jesus. If people like me can pray like this, look at me like this. Huh? I'm far weaker than anybody here. Please, I know that miracle is stronger than me. There are many people stronger than me here. Tolu is stronger than me. Okudiri is stronger than me. Promise is stronger than me. Elijah. Emmanuel is stronger than me. Valo is stronger than me. Victor is stronger than me. You need to see his former pictures. The guy gymed until his chest is doing like this. But I found out a way to strength and a mortal strength. When I found it, I knew that the weaknesses that is after my humanity can be subsumed. Why will I do another thing when I know that that is where the real strength lies? I'm not here to preach. As I'm saying this thing now, we are moving to another thing. Do you know the reason why I talk the way I talk? Let me tell you the number one secret. It's only one secret. Huh? I don't go and prepare message. I prepare message, but it's not about the prepared message. It's about the prepared life. So I live every day making sure that I still have a message to preach. The day I stop living the way I should live so that I will have a message stops. Because the type of message we preach is out of the fountain of our life. Don't be like my friend. If you are a preacher, we are the preachers here. You look like a preacher, my brother. Are you a preacher? You look like one. Don't be like my friend. My friend, when we are fasting those days in UNN, I'll be fasting and seeking Jesus. He has a book like this. Do you know what filled the book? Messages he has prepared. He will turn to me and say, Kai, Edu. as we they pray like, as we they fast like this, God they look us from heaven. Oh, God they look us from heaven. He say, you see as Suleiman don't blow. You see as Chris Oyakilome don't blow like this. Chris Okafor don't blow. You get one where they be need, don't blow. Say now so we go come blow one day. See, if there is any reason why you followed God except did ministry except the love of God, you will be lost. While he was saying all these things, I was never moved. The reason I was never moved is because I didn't even know what is anointing those days. I didn't know anything. All I knew is that I love Jesus. I can't even explain to you why I was fasting. I just noticed that if I fast and pray, it will draw me closer to God. I say, chicken over. Only for me to find out that on that path, many things I did not know were there. Justice, come and speak to us in 40 minutes. Then we cry to heaven. When we cry to heaven, then a thunderbolt will enter this house. Men will be clothed with their immortal garments. You are not like this. There are people, when you see them in the spirit, you will respect them. You don't know people after the flesh. Have you ever seen people like us in the spirit? You will know that everything I'm doing here is deception. If you are not careful, if you are not discerning, you will not see. And I will make sure you don't see so that you insult me. I notice that my anointing increases when people insult me, when they belittle me, when they deal with me carelessly, when they do all kinds of things, when they talk bad, when they revive me, when they push me down, when you are doing it, my anointing will be increasing. I say, So I intentionally position myself in a way that promise will insult me. Let the thing be increasing. You need to find out your own secret. So if I appear in your house, I will wear slippers like you. If your eye is not in the spirit, if it is in the natural, you will use me and clean the floor. I will not even respond to you. I will take it as a deal. If a part of my flesh wants to respond, I will now find out this place is still a weakness. I will be dealing with it. Over time, you conquer it. It is still a blessing. In case nothing, that one is still a blessing. Give him mic. Is there testimony? I called for testimony and nobody came out. No, time has passed. I didn't see. Give him mic. In Jesus' mighty name. We pray very well in the next 5 minutes. Where we read in the book of Ephesians, the scripture said, having done all to stand, what did he say? The question is, how does a man stand? Part of the reason why some encounters are being communicated to you is so that we have a first-hand experience by a witness that is correct of the things that are being taught. Are you with me? One of the ways you know that somebody is a teacher sent from God is that when he teaches you, he receives by the authority of God upon his ministry the capacity to bring you into the experience of what he is what teaching. See, as far as the kingdom context of teaching is concerned, teaching is beyond filling your head with knowledge. The real context of teaching is actually what education means. And we know with me that education is beyond what you have in your head. Many graduates of engineers, they don't know anything. when you go for your industrial training, that's when you enter the field for action. That's when you will know that all the book knowledge they gave you cannot serve anything. You were not educated. As long as practical dimensions of what you decided to do in life is concerned, you are not educated. You can't stand. You have heard my story when I was doing youth service. I came out one day, I prayed, and I said, I'm in charge of this territory now. And then I was looking at this side in the night. When I looked like this, a being appeared, and I lost all strength and all capacity. One of the things that happens to you when you encounter those type of beings is that you will see all these things, you are saying, whoa, all of them will cease, because it's from your belly that you shout. That capacity will be taken from you. You need to know what happened to Elijah. This is a man that called down fire. When I looked, that was when I found out I could. Anyway, the only thing I remember that day was Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. I'm trying to say that all of the education I've been given, what could stand the test of warfare is what? Jesus is Lord. Meanwhile, I've read the Bible many times, but head knowledge was not equal to education as far as warfare and capacity to push forward the frontiers of the kingdom is concerned. When the matter comes, we find out that there are many people that know a lot of things in the body of Christ, but they are not educated to stand for God in this season. The seasons are terrible. Men need to be educated. That is why it was Paul that was speaking. He said that the dimension of the education that we bring to the body of Christ is by spiritual understanding. Sometimes we not be able to understand what is being said. Sometimes I speak, the rate at which the revelation is coming, you might not catch all of them at the moment. Meanwhile, your spirit is what? Educated. How do I know? When you appear in the same night in warfare, you will find out that even though you didn't remember everything in your head, your spirit remembered. Every single thing that was said, all the weapons that were released, the utterances, the capacities, the equipments, your spirit received them. It was released. Men are equipped to stand. He said, having done all, I found out why men are weak, why men become victims. They think they have it, but when they are there before the principalities of their family, they will make a mockery of the gospel. They will find out that they didn't have what it takes. In the next 3 minutes, there will be a thunder from heaven. Elijah said, if I be a man of God, then let fire fall. That was his tool of prophetic dominion. Fire from heaven. The man understands how to call down fire. It became a tool of warfare, a tool of dominion. Joshua stood and said, let his stone stand on the mountains of Ascalon. He said, stand there until I win my enemies. The man understands how to speak to planetary bodies. Until warfare is won, let the sun stand still. Come on! We man for you!
validate you. Hey! Having done all to stand, stand therefore.
When you are here. Of the Spirit by the power of the Most High. that man of God for me. Help me, come and be my usher. Call that man of God for me. Come. Lift up your hands. There is something Jesus has for you now. Such as I have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ, Son of God. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. One. Take it. Two. Take it. Three. Online, what I see is that new suit. I don't want to use the word garment because it's not like the clothing that you know, it's a new suit from heaven. Ah, the new suit came from heaven, and the instruction is that these people, these two of them, be clothed, let them be equipped with this new armor. It's like an armor. It's like an armor. From today, your vulnerability in warfare is taken away. You are well equipped to interface with the realm that God has brought you to. In the next 30 seconds, the Holy Ghost will help me and identify them. It's a clothing. It's a suit. It is something you have not experienced before. Find them, Holy Ghost. Find them, find them. Find them from front to back. From left to right. We are there, we are there. We are there. We are there by power. By power, Holy Ghost. By power, Holy Ghost. By power, Holy Ghost. Yes. voice that says, it is coming. It's 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 coming stronger. 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 Ada is coming on you. Is the hand of the Spirit from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. God, that guy, you are very weak in the Spirit. You are very, very weak. Come here, let's help you. Lift up your hands before something will go wrong. The guys in this place, the people standing, come to the front here. Raise your hand, raise your hand. I'm looking. Be fast. Join your hands together. Stand in front like this. Raise it. Mantle. In Jesus' name. I will count to 10. Then the hand of God will come on a few of you. We are there, Holy Ghost. One, touch. Two, touch. Three, touch. Four, touch. That's it. Five, touch. Six, touch. Seven, touch. Eight, touch. Nine, touch. 10, touch. Touch by power. By power, by power. Take it now, take it now. Take it now. Take it now, take it now. By power, take it. Take it. Take it. By power. By power. By power. Is he coming stronger? Stronger, stronger. Stronger Holy Ghost, 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 power of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. I wanted to pray for you because I heard the name
Ekene or Kene. Who is Ekene or Kene? Accept him. You. Come and stand with him. The two of you, join your hands and lift it up. A fresh download of equipment from heaven for you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. I speak to your spirit now. Respond by power. Respond by power. It will become very strong now. It will become very strong. It will become very strong. It will become very strong. 1, 2, 3. Touch. Touch, 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 touch. In Jesus' name.